Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home.
Reading from Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice.
I like it. Amen.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, December 14th, 2022. Joining me in the studio, back at the Marketplace Mall studio. I know tomorrow the broadcast will originate from Springfield as it did yesterday.
Yeah.
And that Zoom meeting, it was kind of fun to talk about all the festivities at that open house. But I'll make a few announcements, but I'm still basking in the overglow of all that we got to experience. And yesterday, Marianne, you got to be a part of that, or at least hearing about it during our Zoom call.
It was fun
having the staff and some of the board members on board, even having Rick Mulkins a part of the Zoom meeting. I thought it'd be fun for him in light of his family singing. And
oh, he seemed to enjoy it.
Yeah, him participating in different ways, and we'll see how God keeps leading. But I want to point out, tomorrow we are going to have our prayer gathering, our community-wide prayer gathering. We thought because of the busyness of this month and everything that happens as you get closer to Christmas, maybe we would just have the first meeting that we had earlier in December and then wait till January. But I sent out something on Monday and so many people said, no, we want to meet. So we'll be meeting for our worship time, prayer time, and friend-making time as we represent over 25 different churches in our area. We love coming together to meet and pray. And you're all invited if you want to start a new practice in 2023 by praying and meeting with other people like-minded that love the Lord. I call them the passionate followers of Jesus. We meet tomorrow night, 7 p.m. here at the Great News Media Center. But wait, there's more. If you come at 6:30, could you see the twinkle in my eye?
I knew you were going to say those words.
We are going to provide something. Usually it's treats or snacks. In fact, I still have a bunch of really good cookies from our open house in a nice tray. And we'll have some food and fix-ins at 6:30. So if you come a little early, it's a great time to fellowship, to meet other people from other churches and other ministries. And then at 7 o'clock, Jean-René Bellaquita, Lord willing, will lead off with prayer. And then there's some testimony time, some sharing. The testimony time is like, are there impressions on how God may lead us or special prayer requests and so forth? And then Mike Crosta continues to lead us and facilitate the time of prayer. So that's tomorrow here.
I just think it's so great, though, Mark, that people want to come and pray.
Yes.
I mean, that's just, you know, sometimes prayer falls by the wayside, like, oh, yeah, we should. That's not how this is.
Yeah.
That's great.
And people travel in, like Karen, sometimes from the Fisher-Foozland area, people from Gibson City or Rantoul, obviously Champaign-Urbana and Mahomet and other areas. It's a worthwhile time of really seeking the Lord, passionately praying, and we're really looking to maybe something to happen a year from now where we can collectively bring all these churches together for a big event. And again, we've talked about this on many Mondays when we read from our book, Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. Well, we don't just talk about prayer. We don't teach about prayer. We pray.
Yeah.
And that's the intention on Thursday nights. Usually it's every other week. And I think we'll begin the first and third Thursday in 2023. So if God is stirring you to be a part of a community-wide prayer group, but more than that, it's friendship building. And then we usually have some treats and some worship time. Then show up tomorrow night, 7 o'clock or 6:30 if you want additional fellowship time.
So the sparkle was all about the treats.
No, it's what? But wait, there's more. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. I just knew he was going to say that phrase.
Yeah.
I will tell you, though, someone contacted me this week and just said what a blessing that book, the readings out of that book, had been to them each Monday.
Yeah, it's a great book, and it's a concept that we all should be familiar with. It's talking with God. It's praying to God. It's listening to God. And then this Saturday, it's the 22nd year. We had 21 straight years in a row of the Singing Men of GNN singing at the Marketplace Mall Food Court. 21 straight years.
Yeah.
All the way starting in 1999 when we started the Singing Men of GNN.
Wow.
And Dr. Barrington Coleman. That December, we thought, are we ready for a Christmas concert? And we put on the first one, then the next 20 years, so that was 21 years. And then COVID struck, so 2 years they didn't allow
it. You didn't even have to say those words.
Yeah.
If you
yeah.
just said there's a missing year, everyone yeah. would have assumed.
So yeah. COVID, and then this will be now our 22nd time
wow.
in the food court. I don't know if we had tuxedos the very first time, because some of the tuxedos
yeah.
don't fit on some of the guys now. You know,
well, you have
15,
every time
20
I've
years
it.
Removed.
Yeah. Yeah. But, it looks really sharp, too, at yeah. Christmas, those tuxedos.
Yeah, we'll look yes. at, and I think we're using our red bow ties. Usually
oh,
we have
my
our black
goodness.
Bow ties. We have our red bow ties, so we'll be dressed
Spiffy.
In the tuxedos at
Fun.
Noon. And it's a free concert, so there's no offering taken. Now, we won't turn down a gift. Sometimes 3 or 4 or 5 people hand me a check and, you know, support the station, but there's no formal offering or anything like that. Just come and enjoy it. But get here early, because we'll start singing right at noon, and there's a lot of people shopping. It's, you know, the mm-hmm. Saturday before Christmas. So get here, get set. There'll be a lot of chairs set up in
yeah.
the food court, and it'll be here at Marketplace Mall right on North Neal Street this Saturday at noon.
Mm, so fun.
Excited about that. So we started with a verse just to bring a joy. It's Advent time. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice, because Dee's article, her content that she submitted titled "A Tree is a Tree is a Tree,"
it's just, you got that down?
Yeah, it's okay. a classic. It reminds me of, I wrote in the email to all the people that are going to come and pray, that Yul Brynner from
oh, yeah.
The King and I,
uh-huh.
let it be said, let it be done. I think that's what he did.
Yeah, and Pharaoh said that in that, what is it, Moses or Ben-Hur or something too, something like that.
Oh,
let it be written. You may have had it wrong.
Let it be written,
oh,
let
I
it
might
be done.
Have it wrong.
Yeah. You
yeah.
might, I don't know.
Okay.
He probably said
no, I think Yul Brynner said something akin to that.
Yeah, he yeah. did. Mm-hmm.
Well,
he
did. I did a little
very
research
king-like.
On it. I was mm-hmm. like, you know, famous sayings from mm. The King and I, and I mm. couldn't see that one, but he had many other fun ones.
Yeah.
And in fact, after reading some of the highlights, because
you wanted to see it again.
Yeah, I do.
Uh-huh.
It's been years, but the storyline is, doesn't he meets the
teacher.
Gal, the
yeah.
teacher, and she's like, he's never met somebody that confronts him and mm-hmm. makes suggestions or critiques him or said you did
king.
That wrong. Yeah. And so he's intrigued by that. And so I was reading that. I thought, I'm going to have to watch that.
Yeah,
really
yeah. yeah
so,
it's a good movie.
Okay. So Dee,
yes.
you were inspired to write again. Thank you, God, for your gifts and talents.
Yes.
A tree
well,
is a tree is a tree.
Definitely God.
Yeah.
All right.
A tree is a tree is a tree. Well, that might be true unless it is one of those special, unique trees in the month of December. A Christmas tree. Especially unique when you think of the differences in today's trees compared to those of yesteryear.
Especially the trees that are from Minnesota.
Oh, no, no, no.
the trees
don't bring
that grow
up so
in Minnesota.
You brought that up so early.
Yeah, okay.
It's going to go on and on now. Okay.
I'll try to follow that.
Yeah.
These seasonal trees have changed a lot since my childhood when we visited one of the many tree lots, selected a tree, tied it to the top of the car. Well, as my dad did, we didn't.
Yeah, right.
The 41 Chevy, and brought it home. My brother and I were so impatient to decorate, but it seemed the process to get to that point was always way too long. The trunk had to be sawed off, the tree placed in the tree stand, and usually adjusted more than once so it stood straight.
Oh, how I remember that.
Hey, I had to stop here when you said the trunk had to be sawed off when we had the English conversation classes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because there's like the tree trunk. Then there's the trunk that Grandma has up in the attic.
Sure,
then there's
sure.
the trunk to the elephant.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes you have to think of all the different
the trunk
words.
The to the car, the
yeah,
boot.
The car
yep,
trunk.
Yep.
And I thought, oh, the car
yes.
was sawed off. Oh, not that trunk.
I'm glad you got that, though.
Yes.
Water was added to the receptacle underneath, and then the lights were brought out. That job didn't lend itself to kids' participation, but finally it was our turn. Tinsel hanging time.
Tinsel hanging or throwing?
Well, when my mother was watching, we hung.
Yes.
Though the finished product was beautiful and we had waited so excitedly to get started, after the first few strands, the process was a little tedious. Our supervising mom said each strand must be placed individually. But I confess, as we neared completion, we were placing clumps of 2, 3, or sometimes even 4 strands of tinsel on the branches. That's not quite throwing it yet.
Not quite.
I'm sure Mom knew, but she didn't scold us. Though that job seemed to take forever, it was soon done and time for the best part, the ornaments. As we opened the boxes, it was as though we were greeting old friends. Some were homemade, others made at school, and a few store-bought. Each had to be carefully unwrapped and hung. But that part went much faster than the tinsel.
Now, were there boys involved in this decorating? Because to unwrap these things, I mean, how many are getting broken or thrown at each other?
Mark knows about this.
Yeah.
Well, it was my brother and me, and he was 3 years younger than I was.
Oh, you supervised that.
He had supervision.
Because my two brothers, and we always bragged at who had the homemade ornament with their name on it. That was the highest.
Oh. Yes.
And it was always Mom's favorite. So mine was Mom's favorite.
Oh,
and Stu will say, no, obviously, mine is the favorite.
Yeah, so. You can trust boys to be like that.
Well, poor Craig had lots of supervision. He had my dad, my mom, and he had his older sister, who was more than happy to supervise. Interspersed with this could be making new paper chains or stringing popcorn. And when it was done and the lights were turned on, it was almost magical.
Mm.
It was actually fun to sit on the floor and just stare at the lit tree. An act I have often repeated as a grown-up. After the children were in bed, I would sit in the living room in the dark, with all the lights off except those on the tree, and just look at it. It was still magical. Not long after Christmas Day, our tree, no longer connected to its roots, began needle-dropping in earnest, and the reverse of the decorating process began. Decorations came down and were again carefully wrapped and stored in cardboard boxes. No plastic tubs back then. And tinsel and lights carefully removed. We saved the tinsel every year.
Wow.
And, of course, removed it just as carefully as we had placed it on the tree. That became just as tedious as the original placement, as we carefully put each strand on its cardboard holder. We were very thankful for those small clumps of 2, 3, or 4 strands that we had hung earlier. After the screws were undone at the base of the tree, the tree met an ignominious end.
Wow.
Did you know that word, Mark?
I've seen it. I've never used it myself.
Yeah, I don't use it much either, but I've seen it too.
I've always kind of loved it. I don't know why.
I like it. No, it's a great word.
Sounds good.
Now, I know people say, you ignoramus.
That's very different.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. That's boys again. I don't think women use that word. No,
same root.
Yeah. Oh. Tied again to the top of the car and hauled to the local dump.
Hmm.
Now we have curbside pickup for discarded trees. But though that
That happens in Illinois, probably not in Minnesota.
No, we have that in Minnesota. Okay. Yes,
they're
we
up
do.
To speed up.
Yeah. Yes, we're very, or they. I keep saying we, and I'm not a we anymore. I'm a they.
Yeah.
Oh.
They are theys. I'm a
market.
Keep
market
your pronouns
down.
Right here.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, geez, never mind.
But though that earlier end was inglorious, there would always be next year and another tree. The years passed, and suddenly it seems I had my own house, and then, each December, a Christmas tree. The first few were small trees with very few ornaments, but the collection grew each year, until my little family also had boxes to open and ornaments to rediscover annually. At first, we had real trees, just as in the past. But then we transitioned to artificial trees. Oh, dear. Ours had a tall pole with multiple holes into which you had to position each branch, a process that seemed to take longer than the real tree prep had years before. Then, as before, it was time for the lights, the tinsel, and finally the ornaments. And yay, no dry needles dropping and dropping and dropping.
And climbing under there to try to put the water in and
get the branch
in your face.
And those dry needles can stab you.
And did you have cats? We always had kittens or cats that would knock the ornaments or go in there.
Oh, yes.
The dog would drink the water, you know, all those fun things.
Yep, we went through all that too.
We had a dog that tipped the tree over 1 year and dragged it along behind him. he was rather surprised. So was I.
Yeah.
Because they lasted from year to year, we had only 3 or 4 different artificial trees, the last upgrade being a pre-lit tree. Mm. No more untangling and completing the somewhat arduous task of stringing lights. Even though I am an extremely nostalgic person, I don't miss that. Christmas trees have changed since the 1950s. Some people still love real trees. But now, artificial trees come in multiple colors, sizes, and shapes. You'll find decorated trees indoors and outdoors, and in every room of the house. Speaking for myself.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true. Mm-hmm.
And standing by the front door on the porch or on the steps. Even with the many changes, one of my favorite December activities is still sitting in the dark late at night, enjoying the glow of the Christmas tree lights. It still is magical.
Yes, it is. Oh, it's beautiful, Dee. Copyright D.A. Cheshire, used by permission. Award-winning writer Dee directs the Great News Radio Children's Choir, deannecheshire@gmail.com.
I can't remember. It might have been even Kathleen Jennings, who's in the presence of the mm-hmm. Lord now, but I think she gave me a miniature tree decorated with some ornaments and lights, just one little strand. And then I remember just bagging it up, putting a big garbage bag over it, you know, sealing it, and then putting it away, and then just pulling it out. Yep. It was ready to go. You plugged it in. I think it was her.
How convenient.
But, that really, when you're a single guy, that's an easy way to pull it out. Good to hear.
Just single guys. I have so many trees, and I have some that have dozens of ornaments on them.
I'm not surprised.
I have some that I bought an ornament for each one of my grandchildren every year, a snowman ornament.
My word.
So those two little trees are... But I discovered a few years ago that if I wrap the tree in saran wrap and then put a garbage bag over it, I can just take the whole tree to the garage, decorate it. And then in the coming season, I just unwrap it.
Do you have an ornament with your favorite radio personality on it? You know what? Earlier you had prayed and said, Marianne is phenomenal, I think you said.
I said you both were phenomenal.
Well, yes, I'm just focusing on her. Let's have a Marianne ornament put on this year. I think that
I
would
should.
Be so.
I don't even know what to talk about.
Yeah.
a Marianne ornament. Okay.
Which tree would you like your ornament to go on?
I don't really know.
Hey, Marianne, you make it when you get like the little bobblehead, you know, those little bobblehead statues.
Yes, I know
like
what
football
they are.
Players,
and I wouldn't feel like I'd made it.
Hey,
with a
maybe
bobblehead.
We'll have like a radio bobblehead of Marianne if you make a donation of so much.
Oh, no, okay. We actually won't do that.
Yeah, we'll put that idea away for a while.
That would be a really neat bobblehead because it could have long, blonde hair. And then when it bobbles, the hair would bounce.
See, I love you. You're running with the idea, and Marianne is just like, I'm out of here if you keep this up.
So.
She's giving us some really interesting looks.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Hey, let's give some real interesting attention to these listener letters.
Let's do that. Sure. Oh. All right. Shall I start?
Yes, please.
All right. This is from Bev from West Lafayette, Indiana.
Oh, yeah. This is Prime Life Times.
Yeah.
You like this in light of what I shared the other day about the Prime Life Times and how God raised that up. That's one of the few times I've ever shared like a fleece. That was on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends.
Yeah, that was interesting. Everything you said, I've heard that story. She just talks about wanting to renew her subscription. I almost said prescription.
Yeah.
Her subscription.
And it can be a prescription. It helps you through
that's
dark
true.
Times.
Yes,
it's an encouragement.
Good point.
Well, and it can get you the best medicine of all.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. She has a PS here that said, Rob Seidenberg's Rural Memories is my favorite. Mm. I look for it and read it first. Mm. I loved The Duck in the Pump House. I did too. May God bless Rob and everyone, I pray.
And she also included, I didn't know if you saw that, but she wanted to renew the subscription that she had sent to a friend and a subscription to herself. And so that's a great Christmas gift for people to be aware of.
Yes.
Thank you, Bev.
All right. I have one from Linda, Burden, Illinois. And she writes, may God continue to use your ministry to save and encourage and grow in faith. Linda. Nice. Isn't that good?
Mm-hmm. Very sweet. This mm-hmm. comes from Ken from Rushville. I like Unshackled.
Oh.
I've liked them over 30 years. I've also seen one making of Unshackled at the Pacific Guard Mission in 1992 when I was homeless in Chicago.
Wow.
WLUJ has a good ministry, as does other ministries. We all need Jesus Christ. It's interesting because I made some announcements. We had the open house at the WLUJ studios. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Tim handed me the microphone as we were doing prize drawings. And, you know, nice. I had to seize the opportunity because we had a number of people seated because of the Mulkins family and their singing. And so I said, you know, in the coming days, we're going to do a bus trip up to the Pacific Guard Mission, see the facilities. Then we watch them produce Unshackled. Then they feed you dinner. Then you go back in for a worship service that has people from all over the city. It's really a special one. Good Baptist preaching. And then there's some, the singing men have sung a few times during that time. But it's just a great event gathering that we'll do. And so we're going to do that for the Great News Radio listeners, the WLUJ Family of Station listeners. Mm-hmm. I'm still waiting to hear back from them on protocols and whether you have to wear a mask and if they're still doing the full bus tours. But mm-hmm. that'll be some Saturday. Usually we leave around noonish. We get up there basically around 2:30, have the tour, then the unshackle, then the dinner, then the worship service, and return by about 10:30 at night. So be praying that up, and you might be a part of that and be listening.
Oh, that sounds great.
Okay, back to some listener mail.
This is from Virginia in Lincoln, Illinois. Prayers for peace in our hearts, prayers for healing, prayers for our senior citizens. That's beautiful, Virginia. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We do all those.
Yes. I have one from Norma in Springfield. We appreciate all your hard work. May God bless all of you, Norma. I bet a lot of people don't quite understand all the hard work that goes into.
I don't know.
I
tell them a lot of times over the air. We do work hard.
You don't make any bones about
yeah,
that, do you?
Yeah, I tell too much, but we do work hard. This comes from Rebecca from Decatur. Am thankful for your witness to Christ via radio. I'm especially impressed by Moody Media and Haven Today, plus the music of 1370 AM. Mm-hmm. I schedule all that music. Yeah. Hopefully you like all the variety from choirs to light contemporary to children to a harp arrangement to some Southern gospel, urban, black gospel, a whole variety. I try to always educate people on the variety of music that God brings.
A little bit of Bach and Mozart.
Yeah, there are some instrumentals. Right. And she closes out with, may God bless you and guide you daily, Rebecca from Decatur.
Mm.
Well, thank you, Rebecca. Thank you, listeners. During this Christmas time, end of year giving is so important, and we appreciate your support. And don't forget, tomorrow night, our prayer gathering here at the Great News Media Center. And then this Saturday at noon, the Singing Men of GNN will put on a full Christmas concert to the glory of God. Be parked, be seated, and ready to experience that at noon at the Marketplace Mall Food Court in Champaign. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Dee Chesser with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.